You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted to be joined by, once again, Mr. Joe Laws. And for the first time, Thomas Broadbent. Thomas, first and foremost, buddy, how's things with you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm just getting by, steady away, training, keeping, ticking over, you know, looking to find Mr. Joe Laws, you know, if we can finally get it on and get it sorted, yeah.
Joe, how's things with you? But I spoke to you yesterday. You look more serious today. How's things?
I'm good, Andy. I'm good. Like I say, I'm training hard. Daft down there has been talking the talk, so we'll see.
Well, you see come out, listen, you come out with the old Zimmer frame and all that lot. I'm no old fossil, I'm no old Zimmer frame, do you know what I mean? I can fight.
Listen, all.
Listen,
Daft Club, right, we'll see. Yeah, read. I was lying in bed, minding your own business.
I sent you a polite message. I sent you a polite message asking you to fight. Yeah, I didn't.
After you fucking call us out.
That was after. Anyway, we'll just settle it in ringing and, you know, I'm just going to get rid of you and that's it. You know.
Well, I'll settle it in ring. I will say, now, Andy, now that anyone calls me out, right? I'm not the friend. I'm not the pal. So fuck
off. No, I understand. Obviously, what's happened here? I've riled you up because you're a young lad and you fell for it. That's all what's happened here. I'm a bit older. You know, I've got experience.
Let me ask you a question, Thomas. Thomas, let me ask you a question here. Why Joe Laws? Why do you want to get in the ring and fight Joe Laws?
Annie, why fucking me? The Isles are picking on me, but they can all get it. In the ring, I'm not afraid of any cunt, including you, know what I mean? So we'll see come fight night.
Good lad. I had disrespect and you're a good fighter. I've always said that, you know, I had dispute in that, but I reckon I've got the force to beat you, 100%. You know, I've looked at it a few times on a few occasions.
How are you going
to
beat me? How are you going to beat me?
I will tell you how I'm going to beat you. I just know I'm going to beat you. I will give the game plan away.
Know where I'm from. We call him Stone Raj because he's fucking Stone Raj.
I just know the opposition who I face compared to yourself. You know, no disrespect.
Oh, man.
What? Well, you'll see on fight night. That's all we can do. We can all beat and banter and, you know, argue with each other or whatever. You know what I mean? It's what we do on fight night, isn't it? That's what counts.
It is, like.
But obviously, Joe, I spoke to you yesterday and you said that Thomas was getting personal and stuff like that.
Yeah. I apologise.
You apologise for that sort of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, I went a bit too far. I put off, you know, these photocopied pictures, what you do on the internet. One of his family members, he didn't like it. I went a bit too over edge with that.
No, I wasn't. It was me fucking mother. It was me mom.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking the door, right? And one thing he didn't do is bring family into it, right? So I couldn't care who's at the opposite side of the ring, right? I'm going to fucking run at you and I'm going to fucking say clean about you.
Do you think that
like intimidates me or scares me, you stupid Wally? I'm gonna run at you from the bell, and I'm gonna say clean about you.
Well, you see what you like. I say I'm at back end of my career. I faced on good, opponents. I haven't just boxed journeymen to come back. You know, I fought on good opposition. Yeah, I fell short a few times. You know, I would dispute that, but I know I've got it in my arsenal to beat Joe Laws.
Yeah.
And if I don't, I'll definitely hand the gloves up and just call it a day. I give it a go. I've had 5 years out. I've made a comeback. I've had 4 professional fights, 2 charity fights. I'm always active. I'd like to thank my manager, Glenn Banks, for getting me these opportunities. And also my trainer here, Craig Wood, who's helped me a lot. You know, they've all helped me. They've pulled me out from L and... Dad's just passed away. Obviously, his nana's just passed away. So we've both got something similar in common. So we're both a bit riled up and we're both ready to go.
I want to ask then, do you Do you think a win against Joe Laws here, Thomas, if you beat Joe, do you think that's going to propel you into the top names? Not the top names like the George Kelly's.
It's going to climb you up the ladder because he's ranked high. And like I say, he's ranked fairly high. He's no pushover, Joe Laws. I know that. Obviously, I've just been trying to get under his skin because he's a young lad and I knew he'd fall for it. And that's all it is. It's no proper disrespect. It's the fight game. This is what we do.
Joe, do you accept his apology, Thomas's apology about the Photoshop?
No, it is.
It's the fake game. It's the fake game. And for the end of the day, like I say, I am the con man. And for Thomas is at his end of his career. I've just started, and I'm not scared. Look at me, and you know me. Look at my eyes. I am not scared to fight any country. I'm gonna be fighting for the next 5 years, right? Well, and anyone can have it. Anyone can have it.
You're the camp man, aren't you? You're the bomb squad. You know, exactly. So you're like an Adrian Broner type Wilder, aren't you? That's what you are.
Why'd you say that?
Lovers or haters, Arnie, I'm coming to fucking fight.
I'm just saying.
I've got a big set of plums. I'm coming to fight.
I've been fighting since I was 10 years old. I fought on all kind of different characters in my life. You know, from amateurs to pros. Like I say, I've come back out 5 years out. I feel fresh. I just feel ready. I can't wait to go. You know, win, lose or draw, but I know for a fact I'm going to beat him.
Joe, do you think you can go in there and stop Thomas? You can go in there. You obviously riled up. You said.
I hope he can. Honestly, I hope he can. But I don't think that's possible. Not with Joe.
You look as fresh as an out of date corned beef pasty.
I knew it.
Listen, Andy. Like fucking, this is the fight game. If I don't think I can fucking absolutely smash Thomas Brook.
If you can't beat a bin man 5 years out, there's something wrong, isn't there?
And that's another thing, right? He's trying to turn this full thing on me, Reese. I did not once call old bin men, Reese. I called you, right? Just like if you were an electrician and had no hair, I'd call you a baldy Sparky. I'm not calling out bin men.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You just riled up. Probably, obviously, you didn't mean it. And fair dues, you know, bin men do a great job. I've had a bit of, you know, I've been a bin man for 7 years, but I've had a bit of complications at work. I'm not at work just yet, but I should be back. Obviously, I've been through a lot, losing my father and stuff like that. And they've just tried to put me back, you know, back on big stage and, you know, to give it another go, basically. You know, like I say, I'm back ending my career. This lad's here is a young, fresh talent coming through. But I just believe that I can beat him. You know, that's 100%.
I know, but obviously, you've got management companies. You've got management. You've got Pumbo.
Yeah. Joe,
you know Eddie Hearn. You've probably texted him, no doubt, to make this fight. But business side, have you heard any news? Has management been speaking about this fight? Has anyone made sort of legway to try and get this fight made?
I'm doing nothing, but this goes out to Eddie Hearn. Please get this fight made. The talking's done, and I want to get in there. I want to perform. I want to entertain, and I want to fucking shut him up for good. Know what I mean? So I'll be ready, Eddie. Just get on the phone. Let's get it done. And let's get it on.
All right, and we'll see. Like I say, we'll tell Eddie Hearn to, you know, bring your ass in, and you know you're going to get hurt again, aren't you? And then, you know, you might give up boxing then, Joe.
Stupid fucking Wally. Do you think you're going to get in there and fucking knock me out?
You'll see. This is what I'm trying to say. You'll see on the night, won't you? You know, we'll see on the night. Listen, never judge a book by its cover.
I never do. But I'll tell you one thing. I couldn't care fucking what Tom's Broberg comes up. You are not fucking beating me and you are not knocking me out. Simple as that.
Thomas, I've got to ask. I did ask this at the beginning, but I don't think I got the answer. Why Joe Laws? Why did you message Joe and why do you want to fight?
Exactly, Andy. Why fucking me?
Why? Because shall I tell you the reason why? Because before the Carlton fight, we were talking a bit of smack, which all fighters do. But he went a bit over too far and then he got knocked out. And I thought, hang about a minute, this kid's supposed to be this, that, and other, do you know what I mean? Or supposed to be. And then he goes on live Sky TV and then he gets stopped. And I thought, you know what? If he wants to come back, fight to redeem himself and try and put him back on ladder and get him back on track, fight me.
That's probably the shittest excuse I've ever heard in my life, Andy. You know what I mean? That isn't even an excuse why he's putting cards. You know, Andy, I've told you from your first fight, I'm going to talk the talk. Sometimes I'm not going to walk the walk, but either way, I'm going to talk the
talk. If I'm 100% Tommy Broadbent, honestly, I'm not just saying it, I've got a lot of experience, Joe. Honestly, you don't know my background. I could beat you probably with one hand behind my back, and that would be...
You stupid fucking dude.
I'm not joking, honestly.
Yeah. It gets fucking better, doesn't it? It gets fucking better.
You know... You'll see on fight night, like I say, we'll get Eddie in to get this sorted and then away we go. And then we can find out who better man is. But I know for a fact I'm beating you.
One thing's for sure, fight week's going to be fun with used to, though, isn't it?
Say that again, mate.
I said one thing's for sure, that fight week is going to be fun with used to.
Well, it's going to be entertaining. If I decide to put a few more pictures up and wind him up, he's sucking his dummy at minute. He spat his dummy out over a few...
You know what, Arnie, like, fucking...
So you didn't spit your dummy out?
I did, but now what? Now if it wasn't aimed towards me, I'd find it funny, because I only did what he does, was aimed towards me, and I'm biting. I'm fucking biting like a little fucking... Like a giant.
So Thomas has done the right thing then, if you're biting.
I'm the winner. 1-0 already. Listen, Joe.
You stupid cunt. Fuck off.
Spank your ass. Get that ass and spank it.
I know, Joe, that you're really sort of pissed off, for lack of a better word, that some of the stuff that Thomas was doing. Are you going to use that as fuel when this fight is made to go in there? And obviously, you said that you really want to hurt Thomas in my interview with you yesterday. So are you going to use that as fuel, all the stuff that Thomas has done on Facebook and whatnot, to go in there?
I'm going to dismantle him. He's getting dismantled. That's it. He's getting dismantled.
Putting leaves on the map, aye?
I'm going to dismantle you. Proper dismantle you.
Putting leaves on the map, aye?
No, I'm not putting leaves on my map, because I didn't say that. Someone put that in the phrase, taking piss with the hands behind my back. Someone phrased that wrong.
Just put leaves on the map, is he not?
Say it again.
Josh Warrington's already did that.
Yeah, he's already up map. He's done it big time. Yeah. Good kid. I know Josh Warrington. I do know him. Yeah.
Right, finally, before I let you go, it's a Sunday morning. It's meant to be day of rest. We're meant to be all peaceful and stuff like that.
Well, I just want to, like I say, you know, I'm ready. I'm riled up. I'm ready.
I want to get a final thought from you.
I'm fucking ready as well. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm fucking ready. Come on, Ben, we're getting the fucking backfield right now. I'm ready to fucking go back.
Because you're going on that, it's Ben Wells. They're all full of smackheads, man.
That's not a thing. You don't call me fucking people. I'm ready to fucking go now.
Me and you
get on, right? Fuck, when they come out, we're fucking back on now.
Listen, stop. One final word. Don't interrupt. Joe, one final word. One final word to Thomas. And Thomas, I'll give you one final word to Joe before we wrap this up.
I just want to say a big thanks to all my sponsors, to the Bomb Squad. I love you to bits. And Thomas Bourbon, you're fucking getting this.
You're getting it as well. Trust me, you're getting it.
We'll see, Dolan. We'll see. Come fight night. Fuck you.
Right, guys, listen, thanks for doing this 5L TV. If anything, if Eddie Hearn's watching...
Eddie, you're a legend. Make this fight happen, Eddie.
Joe, thank you very much. Thomas, thank you very much.
Can I say one more thing? Dismantle Joe Laws and Eddie Hearn it same night. Peace out.
One more thing. Suck me fucking plums. Suck me nuts. Piss off.
Right, guys, well done. Cheers, guys.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.